child that's always telling on the other children, you call him up.
Well, they call him a sissy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take, we go on to school, if one boy will run in and told the teacher, well, the rest of them, some rest of them done, well, they just call him a sissy.
Any other name for a child that's running and telling all the time?
Tattletale.
Would you use that word tattletale about a grown-up?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tattletale. In other words, if I tell you now, I tell you something, tell you now, keep this a secret, don't tell nobody, but you tell me, no, I wouldn't tell anybody anything in the world, and the first thing I know, it'll come back to me,
mm-hmm.
that, through some person, mm-hmm. that you told them that I said it. Now mm-hmm. that's what we call a tattletale.
What about a pimp?
Pimp.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear that word?
Yeah. Well, I don't know just exactly how to, I know what it means and all that, but don't know how to word it.
Well, what I'm wondering is, did you ever hear a tattletale called a pimp?
Well, maybe I have.
Uh-huh. Well, do you think of, nowadays in some areas, pimp means someone who's connected with prostitutes? Is that how you're thinking of it?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't. That's just one of them, but I just don't quite understand the actions of it.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, it's something relating to a tattletale.
A pimp is?
Yeah.
Well, give me some examples of how you'd use that word.
Well, I don't know what I can.
Would you call a child a pimp? Who's?
Well, if he acts like one, well, then he is one.
Well, how does a pimp act?
Well, I don't know. In other words, I don't know what the word pimp means.
Uh-huh. You've just heard it?
I've just heard it.
Give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, well, why don't you?
Show me your bracelet.
Well, why don't you?
Put up a sleeve.
Uh-huh. Or you just hand it to her and say, go ahead and
put it on.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
Well, put the bracelet on.
No, you say someone had done something. You say, well,
it wasn't an accident. He did it intentionally.
Or he did it
on a purpose.
Uh-huh. And you say those little boys got mad and
folk.
Ever since they were small, they have
had fights.
They have fought each other.
Yeah, fist and cuff fights.
Uh-huh. You say, ever since they've known each other, they have fought each other. They have gotten mad and they've...
Well, now that used to work in our school when we had these little country schools.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it was, but all the rest of the boys had a pick on me. Mm. There was another boy smaller than I was, maybe one or two grades under me.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words, he was in a lower grade.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all the time trying to make me and that boy fight.
Mm.
So. They fooled us off down the woods one day. You know what a dog fiddle is? A weed?
Mm-hmm.
They got a whip over one end.
Mm-hmm.
And give me one and give the boy one.
Mm-hmm.
And that boy was pouring into me with that whip.
Mm.
He was really using it on me. And I take as much as I was going to do. I had to be a little bit stronger. I hit him hard. Look at him to protect myself. The teacher looked out in the back school and no one seen it. And